Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, there is so much going on in golf. I don't know if I can keep up. There's the Tour Championship. There's the Curtis Cup. There's the Solheim Cup coming up. And there's, of course, LPGA's playing the FM Championship and DP Tour, the British Masters at the Belfry. I mean, what's a person supposed to choose? Well, how about just going out and playing a round of golf yourself? How about Macaulay, an 850 or a 940? Or the Volcano Golf Club has an 832, a 910, and a 1048. On Kauai at Poipu, the golf addicts are going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 11:50, a 12:20, and a 1 a.m. if you 1 p.m. if you'd like to. You know, I always play better in the dark. Do you notice that about yourself? All right, here we go. Turtle Bay, 8:32, 10:08, and a 9:08. We've also got the Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:52, a 10:08, and an 11 o'clock. At Eva Beach Golf Course, there's an 8:52, a 9:06, and a 10:30. And the Gold Course at Wailea, there's a 9:20, a 10:20, and an 11:30. And Betty's Blue Angels. May you all hit the sweet spot every time, Betty's Blue Angels. And Emerald, there's a 10:40, a 10:50, and an 11 o'clock. On the Blue Course, 8:40, 9:50, 10:40, and Maui Nui has a 9:12, a 10:16, and an 11:36. And if you wanted to play Kapalua today, sorry, it's sold out. Try tomorrow or Monday, but you got to call and make your reservations right away. It's a long weekend. Saturday, all right, today, Tropical Depression, Hone, and what's left of Gilma and Hector. Gee, could they all come screaming in? Well, today, showers are likely, but mainly after noon. Mostly cloudy, high 82, southerly winds 6 to 9 miles per hour, becoming east-northeasterly in the afternoon to cool us off some more. Chance of precipitation, it says 60%. Saturday night, showers likely, mainly after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 72, east northeasterlies 9 to 11 miles per hour. Not much. It's going to be humid. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Oh, yeah, it's going to be humid. Muggy. New precipitation amounts between 1/4 and 1/2 inch possible. And then Sunday, occasional showers, mainly before noon, and we're all going to sleep in, right? But right now, we've got a great show for you. Ron Cyrak is in the house. Adam Bogucci's in the house. Michael Patrick Shields, Casey Issa, and Matt Adams kicks it all off. He's host of Fairways of Life, and you can get that free via the Fairways of Life app. So let's talk with Matt Adams right after this.
Brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And the Sentry starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua January 2nd through the 5th.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. Matt Adams, Fairways of Life. It's nationally syndicated. He works with NBC Sports, MSG, NESN, DirecTV. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Hey, Danielle, how have you been?
Busy. How about you?
Good, yeah, doing well. Just got back, about a week ago from the Women's Open at St. Andrews and had a ball over there. The weather was atrocious, but the event was amazing, and Lydia's win was inspirational.
Yes.
She's incredible, a legend.
Yes, she is, isn't she? And Nelly Korda, how's Nelly Korda doing?
It was good. She was doing well. I was assigned to her for two of the four rounds. And she was hitting it beautifully. It was such difficult conditions that, you know, in most tournaments, we really measure the tournament against the glory of birdies or better, right?
Right.
But the conditions were so difficult there that the measure was really by avoidance of bogey. And Nelly had a couple of bogeys sneak in, and as a result, it sealed her fate. and Lydia was able to avoid the same fate.
Yeah.
So it was just fascinating. It was a fascinating way to watch golf played because we're used to watching the best in the world, like I said, go for glory. And in this case, it wasn't so much about glory. It was about the mundane.
The survival.
Keep themselves from having those high scores.
Yeah, survival is what it's called.
Yeah.
How strong was the wind?
Well, they said the base was about 25 miles an hour, but as you know, when you get out towards the estuary, that pinnacle for the old course, where it's the top of six, all of seven, eight, nine, ten, cross like an X over to the par 3 11th and tee off on 12, that loop was, the gusts they were saying were 40 miles an hour, but I can tell you the gusts were as consistent as the standard, so... Call the average 30, 35. It was really brutal.
Wow. And then it was raining, and it wouldn't stop raining.
We had plenty of that, too, yeah.
So you must have been, like, wet when you and blown out. I congratulate you for being there.
It was five layers deep, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It was five layers, and then you cover it with the waterproofs on top, and you do the best you can for as long as you can. It gets through eventually.
My goodness. Well, we've got so much happening. What are you looking at?
Well, right now we have the Tour Championship on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of smiled about it because they've got this staggered start now. And for the last few years, they've been lucky where the guy coming in at 10 under kind of stumbled out of the blocks and it allowed other people to catch up. And all of a sudden you had a real tournament until this year. Scottie Scheffler goes out and shoots the round of the day in an opening round, 6 under on top of his 10 under, and the leaderboard says 16 under, and people are home and scratching their head going, what? Did I miss a round? How'd that happen?
Yeah.
So I'm not crazy about this, the way they do the scoring in the Tour Championship. I know it's a challenge, and I know it's the philosophical question of, do you want your playoffs to mean something? Do you want your regular season to mean something more? Which way do you go? And so they came up with this formula. I tend to agree with Scotty and a few of the other players that have spoke on it this weekend and others where they said it's just an odd scoring format, and it's hard for people, casual fans at least, to know what the heck's going on when a guy's in the second hole on Thursday and he's 10 under par or better. So it just this year they didn't get lucky. They got unlucky because they had Scottie Scheffler at the top of the leaderboard, and he did what Scottie Scheffler does.
I think it's the dumbest thing that they've come up with, frankly. I think it should be like everything, you know, forget the rest of the season. Now's the time to put it out there. You know, a staggered start and somebody starts with five. You know, it's like crazy. It makes me think that this isn't something I really want to watch. It's
hard to keep track of. I agree.
Yeah, it's just, I don't think it's the best idea unless they just want to do it so that their, you know, big names come out to the fore and you get what you think people want, you know.
That's always the motivation, Daniel, right now, is that the signature events are the same thing. It's about making sure that you can say to your television partners and to your sponsors that you're going to have the big names there for the weekend, because the signature events are structured so that they're essentially just the big names.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. I like, you know, you can have an exclusive event like the invitationals that are 120 players, but you still have the potential for a player like an Eric Cole, you know, to do something, or Jake Knapp or something, that a player you may not know that all of a sudden gets introduced to you because they hit lightning in a bottle. I like that. That's one of the things I like about sports, one of the things I like about golf, that we get to see the legends, the stars, but we also get to see the upstarts. And right now, it's a rich get richer environment where it's about the big names and making sure you keep them happy so they stay put.
Oh, and then I loved what Greg Norman, he put out this long list of all the things that are so terrific about LIV Golf and how far they've come in 3 years. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see it. And, you know, it's on a certain level, everything's a product, right? And the LIV product, for better or for worse, I'm not against LIV any more than I'm for LIV. It is what it is. But the LIV product right now is still not connecting with at least American golf fans. It's difficult to find it because of their television partners, et cetera. So while they're progressing, it's almost like, you know, we live in a political world and in the middle of a massive political campaigns because of the elections coming up. Everything's based upon that. It's how you spin and what message you deliver. And, you know, when you deliver that and say, hey, we've done all these wonderful things, I just think it'd be more genuine. And it's not just live. The PGA Tour should do the same thing if you compare those two directly, where you say, okay, this is where we've succeeded, but this is where we need to do better. And I think that from a live perspective, they haven't really found the formula yet where the fans at large are invested in what they're doing in as much as they're pleased about their progress as yet. That's their business to judge it as such. And with the PGA Tour, I don't think the PGA Tour has done a great job with the way they thought through signature events or even the playoff events, because it's confusing and it's definitely elitist. And from that standpoint, is that what we all want our golf to be? Do we just care about the stars and couldn't care less about anybody else? Doesn't that seemingly forget that the Ludwig Olbergs or the Victor Hovland a few years ago, they were the emerging stars that we never heard of before? So shouldn't we make sure that we have passageways where we can see their ascent? Because that, to me, is part of the fun of professional golf.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I, you know, the rich getting richer, that's just so creepy. This thing about money is, I think, killing the game. That's just a thought. I was watching some of the clips that I found, and I was really enjoying the Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, Will Zalatoris conversation you had with the Dr. Michael Maloney about yep. the wrist issues that Jordan Spieth is having. That was very interesting, about making contact and rotating past the ball is almost impossible for him because of the wrist, and he gets this snapping sensation. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's because of the pronation of the left wrist at the point of impact, and every professional does it. They all do all have almost an identical position there. To put it in layman's terms, the way the doctor was explaining it to me is that left wrist bows. It's knuckles down, and that's where they get their shaft lean. That's where they get their compression. And when Jordan hits a driver, he doesn't get that same pain. There's not that tendon pushing through the fascia that causes an intense pain, which he had when we had the doctor on. Jordan was intimating the need to get surgery done. Well, when he was eliminated from the FedEx Cup playoffs, he flat out said he needs to get it done. He needs to get it done as soon as possible.
Excellent.
What shocked me with what Dr. Maloney said was that the recovery time
yes.
is at least 6 months and maybe more. That was shocking. I thought, I don't know, 12 weeks, you know, 3 months, whatever, but
yeah.
that's not what he said, because of the repetitive nature and because of the nature of hitting a golf ball where, you know, a club is hitting the ground. So if for people that are Jordan Spieth fans, obviously that's very, very concerning, but it's a real injury, and it's something that even Jordan is publicly saying now, no, I've got to get it taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why wait and hurt it more, and then at some point doctors say, hey, it's past getting it better. You're just going to have to deal with some level of pain regardless, because there's been such injury done to it. The other one that was fascinating, Will Zalatoris and the microdiscectomy. And then you asked about whether it's young or old that necessarily get. And the doctor's answer was fascinating, and I think people should hear this.
Well, what we were talking about, there's a couple things to understand that, and the doctor's been on with me before, so part of what you were hearing is kind of a continuation of a conversation, as we had spoken about it in reference to Tiger and Will and others that have had this microdiscectomy done to their back. And the microdiscectomy, this is my interpretation, I don't mean to present it in any way in medical terms, but it's basically dealing with the disc in the lower part of the back in the case of these golfers. And Tiger has had it done in multiple places. Well, what the doctor tells me is that when you have that done, And Lanny Watkins had the same operation. He told me the same thing as well. What you start to get is you start to get atrophy above and below the site of the surgery. And the conversation context relative to Will is that here you've got a guy in his 20s, and he had a microdiscectomy already done, that it was that the pain was bad enough and the injury was severe enough that it required surgery, but he's in his 20s. And what does that mean, and what does that foretell? And it's clearly a long-term concern. And a further conversation I had right after I spoke to the doctor, I do PGA Tour Live, which is ESPN Plus as well. And I was working with Jay Townsend that particular week, and we were assigned to Will's outsource. So I'm having the same conversation with him, Danielle, that you and I are having right now, but what the doctor told me. And he said it because of the force that Will puts into his drive, and because he's trying to add loft to it, so he hits it, because modern drivers and the way the modern golf ball goes, it's a high launch and it holds. It hovers high and then drops, versus in the old days, say with Persimmon, where it took off like a jet.
Right.
The initial launch angle is much higher. And you can see his kind of reverse C. And as we were following Will, I think it was the Wyndham Championship, if memory serves me. I can't really remember for certain because we covered a lot of events. We were following Will that week, and Jay was noticing that Will was kind of hanging back, causing what they call the reverse C. Well, that causes a crunching, a pressure upon the lower part of your spine, which is exactly where he had his trouble. It wasn't as bad as it used to be, but it was still kind of there because you have old swing patterns that come back. And so the whole thing was, as you said, fascinating, but it is very, very concerning that you have players as young as him, and he's not the only one, that are already having back problems.
Right. And the doctor said that it happens more often in younger athletes than it does in older athletes. And I was thinking, you know, the young body is still, you know, working on putting itself completely together.
It's also, it's because of the elixir of more. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean it in a realistic one, where you've got to hit it farther. You got to hit it longer.
Sure.
You got to keep up. And that, all of that is causing these repetition-based injuries, whether we talk about Jordan or whether we're talking about Will, and we're going to continue to see that, because as this relates back to our first conversation, where the more money that's involved, the more pressure that's involved, the more expectation and responsibility that's involved for players to be at certain places, for players to play, then there's less time for them to recover and pick and choose their own patterns and tournaments. As a result, you're going to see more, in my opinion, of this happening, more injuries that are related to you can't stop the grind. Because golf is a contact sport, meaning club, ball, ground, you're going to find these injuries happening with greater frequency with players, in my opinion.
I totally hear you. Something for, you know, young people to think about when they're smashing and smashing and smashing. And you're actually smashing your spine, by the way, while you're hitting that ball.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, well, the vibration goes right in through you. I've got a really bad back. So when we're talking about it, it's like, oh, dear. Solheim Cup. I loved what you said. Solheim Cup. If I was in a bar fight, I'd want Suzanne Pedersen to be the person covering my back. If I was being audited, Stacey Lewis is the person I'd want covering my back. That was priceless.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool that we have, because the Solheim Cup is trying to get back on a regular schedule post-COVID, that we're going back-to-back, year-to-year with Solheim. As you know, I'm a huge fan of the LPGA and women's golf around the world. I find it to be so enjoyable to watch these athletes. And to basically have team competition at its highest level with the Europeans and the Americans going at it again this year, it's an absolute treat. And they have the same captains. So it brings in all of these discussions about styles of captaincy, who you're going to run through a wall for, what type of style performs best, the respective teams. You know, when I look at it on paper, I think Europe is very, very strong. I think it's going to be, an incredible competition at the Solheim Cup. I'm super excited about it. Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it, you know, in part because Hawaii's Allison Corpuz is on the Solheim Cup team again. I mean, it's fantastic. You know, she, a 26-year-old, made her debut at the Solheim Cup in 2023, and, you know, her record was 2-1-1, and now she's 28th on the world ranking and is qualified through Solheim points, and yay. So the automatic qualifiers, Nellie Korda, Lilia Vu, Lauren Coughlin, Ali Ewing, Allison Corpuz, Megan Kang, and Andrea Lee, and then Rose Zhang and Allison Lee qualified to the women's world ranking. And what did you think of the captain's picks, Stacey?
Oh,
Lewis?
I like it.
Yeah,
you know, I think when we talk about Lexi in particular as a captain's pick, she's admitted that she wants to step away from the game. I think the rigors of professional golf on an emotional level have taken their toll on Lexi. And you know, she's had a successful career. She's made plenty of money. It goes back to the money issue again, and security, a sense of what you can do or not. And I think she's had enough of trying to satisfy. You see, people are affected in different ways, and young people today live in a world where there's either constant validation or people casting doubt on whatever you're doing. There's always someone that's selling you a way to do it better. And I think that impacts people in different ways, and it's been negative for Lexi by her own account and her own mental health. And so she's choosing, you know what, I want to do something else. I want to find my own path. She's got a big fitness app that's due to come out soon, and, you know, it's one of her passions. And the fact that she's going to be on the Solheim Cup, a win, lose, or draw, that's going to kind of cap her competitive days, I think it's really cool. And I think she still has plenty of power, obviously.
Uh-huh.
So I think that there's good prospects for her on there. I hope it goes well for her. We all know where she tends to get vexed inside of 5 feet. I was also assigned to her at St. Andrews, so I watched her play, and I did watch that happen a number of times. So I'm hopeful that she has the game that putter shows up for the Solheim Cup. But I do think it's kind of a cool thing to do and the right thing to do, given that this is a period at the end of the sentence for her career.
Yeah, and as a team, you know, you're playing as a team. It's not all on you. So that takes some of the pressure off of you. You know, as a team, you're working together. I'm absolutely thrilled, and the Curtis Cup is happening. It's just so much is going on. Matt Adams, Fairways of Life. I wish to have you on the show more often.
I love being on with you. It's an honor. Always an honor.
Thank you.
You mentioned Andrea Lee. She's going to be on with me on Fairways of Life on Tuesday, which people can see on Golf Channel. It's 8 a.m. Eastern time of that particular show on Tuesday. But she's our scheduled guest, so we'll be doing more of a conversation about the Solheim Cup.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we can get Fairways of Life in lots of different places, right?
Yeah, you get YouTube, it's live when it airs. It's distributed through all kinds of different means. I'm not sure who our affiliate is out your way, but somebody's going to carry it through Hawaii as well. But it's also syndicated through affiliates around the country, too. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you can consume it. We'd be honored if you did, but if you want to.
Yeah, and Fairways of Life online, we can go there to a page, maybe any just put in.
Yeah, if you go onto the website, Danielle, as you know, you can always get all the information there of where
Fantastic.
You can find us and how and see all that stuff you're referencing.
That's great. Okay, good. Well, we'll be talking again maybe next month after everything sort of shakes out and you're not quite as busy.
I look forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. Matt Adams, Fairways of Life, nationally syndicated, NBC Sports, MSG, NESN, DirecTV, lots of places where you can find him, plus, of course, online. Aloha. We're going to come back with Casey Issa, Director of Baseball Operations and Coach. He's got a master's in sports and exercise psychology, Director of Baseball Operations, but they're having a UH baseball golf tournament at Eva Beach Golf Course. So we'll talk with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
St-
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
And it's Aloha Power's Labor Day weekend-long celebration. It started August 25th. It goes through September 2nd. Could be time to retire those big box tools. Maruyama. Maruyama is on sale for 25% off. So riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, and a whole lot more. And of course, we have service and parts and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial sized. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. And have a machine do it for you if at all possible. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I love this title. University of Hawaii Baseball Golf Tournament. Welcome into the clubhouse. Casey Issa, Director of Baseball Operations, coach and a master's in sports and exercise psychology. Hi.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How often do you have the golf tournament to raise money for the University of Hawaii baseball teams?
We usually have it once a year. This would be our second year doing it right now.
And does it, you know, like, pay off?
Yeah, definitely. Last year, we raised enough money to get some new away jerseys, our gray away jerseys. So if you check this out on ESPN Plus last year, we did rock those every Friday night, I believe.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. So the golf tournament is this coming Thursday, so September 19th. It's a couple of weeks from now at Eva Beach Country Club, and it's a 12 p.m. shotgun start with a 10:30 check-in. Tell us more about the format.
Yeah, so it's going to be a three-person scramble, two-putt max. If you purchase a title sponsor or a team entry, it comes with green fees and a cart, plus two mulligans per player. So it's a pretty affordable tournament. It favors a lot of people depending on what your handicap is. So it's really not for a lot of competition. It's more to just have fun, come meet the players, meet the coaches, and meet some alumni that are golfing in the tournament as well.
That's nice. And your max handicap for men is 24 and women 36?
Correct.
Yeah, why did you choose that?
I didn't choose that. That was a part of my committee. They chose that. It's pretty standard for all of our golf tournaments and a lot of golf tournaments out here in the island. So we just decided to run with that.
Sure.
Because it was the easiest possible and the best way to get golfers out there.
Yeah, this is great. And Eva Beach Country Club is absolutely beautiful. It's a wonderful place to be. So even if you're not having your best game, you know, that's what I love about golf. Just don't focus on the game right now, Danielle. Just look around you and go, wow.
Yeah, the course is a little challenging. I've played there once before. It's a little tight, a lot of trees on the front. But, yeah, it's a great way to have some friendly competition out there. And also, like you said, it's a beautiful course. If you look around, pick your eyes up. It's a great place to be. Beautiful, beautiful lake. There's some native Hawaiian species around there running around, too, that you'll be able to see as well.
Right on. Okay, you've got title sponsor, team entry, special events package. And of course, people can make cash donations if they can't play right now, or prize donations. What would you like to focus on first?
Oh, we can focus on the title sponsors and the team entries. We're looking for a lot more teams to come out. Teams are filling up pretty fast, so we just want to make sure to reach out to everybody, make sure everybody has a fair shot at purchasing one of these teams.
Right on. Okay. So how do we sign up?
Yeah. So the form that should be, I think, on your online like platform. We do have a way to mail in your payments with the form to Ahahui Koa Anua Nui, attention to Jennifer Smythe, and then our address at 1337 Lower Campus Road, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96822. For credit card payments, you can call Jennifer Smythe at 808-956-4513.
All right, cool. Now, what about, if I say cool one more time, just tell me to.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. Casey, how can I get the form? Because everything, I love that everything on here, it's like exactly what he said. Credit card payments, call Jennifer, send it in to here. I know I got it, and I, you know, yesterday was one of those days where not only was the traffic horrendous, but my time was limited. So where can we find this University of Hawaii Baseball Golf Tournament entry form?
Yeah, there should be a link to our website page or through the foundation account. Through that link, you can apply there as well. If you have any questions or anybody needs the form and doesn't have access to it, feel free to give me an email. My email is kcisa@hawaii.edu, and I'll be happy to send you a PDF document of the form for you to fill out.
How nice of you. That is so cool.
It is on our Instagram pages or social media, so there should be a link there in our Instagram or Twitter bio. Click that link, it should take you right to a registration page.
Right on. Okay, great. And then you have a special events package. What is that?
Yeah, for the special events package, currently right now what we're doing is it's $60 per person. Everybody will get like a move it up on the par five. So, you know, it'll help everybody be a lot more competitive on those par five greens or holes. I know I struggle a lot with those. So paying that $60, you'll get to move up. You'll get some extra raffle tickets to put in our raffle prizes at the very end of the tournament or at the beginning of the tournament. Yeah, it's a great way to stay competitive and have a chance to win some extra cool prizes.
Yeah, and everyone who buys a package is entered into a drawing to win prizes. That's the special events package. That's excellent. And may I just ask you, when you talk to your team about, you know, the mental aspect of the game, is it a one-on-one or do you do a group kind of session about, you know, getting the mindset right?
Yeah. So in my position, technically through the NCAA, I can't, coach and administer like any advice or anything like that to our players, like on field or any kind of instruction. But, when I'm not working with the team here, or if I'm working outside with like the youth, athletics and youth leagues, I usually talk to them as a team. If people do want to inquire about one-on-one sessions, I do that as well. I'm not really out there seeking or hunting people down for mental performance work, but more so if they are looking for it, I'm happy to help them out, to them, whether it be like about performance anxiety, stress, or just how to manage everyday life.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I mean, I can think of some of the LPGA players that, you know, we were just talking. Nelly Korda is one. You know, it's just one of those things where sometimes the mind takes over in a negative way. Get out of here. I didn't ask you to be here. Yeah. All right. So that's the whole thing that I thought, you know, we could maybe do a whole segment about helping.
That would
be very interesting. And
yeah, I can go on and on about that.
I bet. And so what are we raising money for?
We are raising money to help our student athletes pay for cost of attendance. That's a major thing now with this whole NIL landscape and how competitive college baseball is getting nowadays with the NIL, and also how the transfer portal is too. So we're trying to help our players make school as affordable as possible. Also, we are looking to get some new technology in here at the University of Hawaii to help with player development, like TrackMan. I'm sure a lot of golfers know what that is. Rap Soto, like Blast Motion, anything like that, so our players can, you know, benefit their play on the field, seeing these numbers and metrics. Right. Also, like every year, we always need new equipment, the necessary equipment to keep us running and functioning as a program.
Great. And travel must consume a whole lot of money.
Correct, yeah. Travel as well.
Yeah, for travel, yeah. Casey Issa, Director of Baseball Operations, coach. He's got a master's in sports and exercise psychology, Director of Baseball Operations, and holding another, this is the second annual, so it's going to go on, UH Baseball Golf Tournament, and all of this is at Eva Beach Country Club on September 19th. And it's not early in the morning. It's a 10:30 check-in, so you can sleep in if you want to. 12 p.m. shotgun start, and all the money being raised is to help support the team with scholarships, equipment, and technology to help them improve their game. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your Saturday morning to be with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha, Casey.
Aloha.
Coming back, talking with Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire. He's author of Less Than Torrid Tales, and he's host of Michigan's Big Show, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now, host of Michigan's Big Show, you'd think he'd be, like, stationed in one place, like in Michigan. No, he does his show from, like, around the world. Maybe he's even doing it from in the middle of his dressing room, while he's doing different, putting on different outfits for, it's amazing what Michael Patrick Shields, he just gets into all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
You know, when I watch some movies and the first, it's like somebody walks into an office and interrupts the boss and he's having a stretch. So somebody's in there stretching out his hamstring or helping him with this or that. You know, he's laying down and all these. It's very, very cool. And you see that being done to people. And you maybe just heard about Stretch Lab is now in Hawaii. And now's your chance to experience a 50-minute complimentary stretch at Stretch Lab. Now, this does not affect your chance to win rounds of golf. And we're going to be giving away rounds of golf again. But you could get a 50-minute complimentary stretch at Stretch Lab and probably start doing a whole lot for your body. If you're just the third caller to 808-545-1111, you'll win a 50-minute flex stretch at Kahala Mall or Kailua or the Ward Center. So the number is 808-545-1111. 1111. You deserve a stretch, seriously. From Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club and Stretch Lab, Hawaii.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, have you thought about playing around after listening to all this talk about golf? Yeah, there's a tee time, 10:08 at Royal Hawaiian Country Club. Turtle Bay has a 10:10 if you're going to head out there. Poipu, a 12:20. The golf addicts are going out. I love it when people get together on a regular basis. They have a little team name. You know, it's so much fun. Speaking of team names, the Betty Blue Angels, or Betty's Blue Angels. Sorry about that. Betty's Blue Angels, they're going out on the gold course at Wailea. 9:20, 10:20, 10:30 also available for you. Maui Nui has a 10:16 and an 11:36. And of course, it's a fabulous weekend. It's 3 days. Unfortunately, if you wanted to play at Kapalua, they're sold out today. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, author of Less Than Torrid Tales, host of Michigan's Big Show, sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Oh, aloha. Nice to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. I'm so glad you're here. And I was going through your Facebook, and I was looking at all the different places. On May 9th, he was in Santa Monica, and he was admiring the pier, the diversity of Santa Monica and its pier, a savory sweet spot. He put a picture up. May 24th, I wonder if the chat bots pilot the Spirit Airlines flights, because they seem to run the rest of the inept company. Where were you traveling to on that, possibly chat bots pilot? That's a hard one to put together. Then on June 28th, and I'm sure you were in lots of places between the Ivy Beverly Hills stimulates the senses beyond just taste. Just that Beverly Hills Hotel. You know, that Beverly Hills Hotel looks amazing. You know, the feeling of the gardens, class, built with luxury. How old is that place?
That is very definitely old Hollywood, going back to the 1920s. And that's how you feel when you're there. They're, of course, updated luxury, but the look and feel of those bungalows and everything that took place back there and the polo lounge is the same. So I always recommend, if you're going to do one thing, that's probably a good thing to do in Beverly Hills. There's plenty of others. But all of that you can read at goworldtravel.com or traveltattler.org. And some of these places are in my latest book that you were nice enough to mention, called Travel Tattler, Less Than Torrid Tales. And you can get that at Amazon.com. And yeah, it's been a busy summer. I mean, the PGA Tour moves once a week, and MPS moves four times a week. But I bring it upon myself because I get this feeling like, after the pandemic, there was this thing called revenge travel. Oh. And people wanted to get back at it, and strike back. And now we've kind of evolved that to be revelry travel, because it's more positive and feels better and not so negative. And that was one of the phrases that was revealed at the giant Virtuoso Travel Conference in Las Vegas. It's like Fashion Week, except for travel. And there were about 4,700 people from around the world who came in on an annual basis there to talk about why their destination is great and why luxury travelers would love to go there. And there was a lot of research done as well, too. And so that was one of the phrases. And, in the past, we've talked about the bucket list. Hawaii, for instance, is a bucket list item for a lot of people. And the Virtuoso Travel Company said, how about we call it the Wander List? And you could go on their website and put together the list of places you wanted to go without it being so grim as thinking about going there before you die or kick the bucket, which is where that list came from. But now they've begun a little more saucy, and they said, we're going to call it the F It List. And the F word rhymes kind of with bucket. And people now are traveling not just at any cost, but at all costs. Travel is up, and they want to get out, and they want to do it. So they're saying, F it, I'm going to do it.
Is that
no
really?
No joke.
That you're not joking about this. Okay, Misty Bells.
Yeah.
She wrote, this year marked my 25th Virtuoso Travel Week, and it just keeps getting better every year. For a fun read and great recap, take a spin through this piece by longtime friend and writer extraordinaire Michael Patrick Shields. Fortunately, he doesn't reveal all of our secrets. So do tell, what are some of the secrets you don't reveal?
Isn't that sweet? Well,
yes.
It happens in Las Vegas, so you have to be careful.
Oh, yes.
And so many people come in, they use Bellagio and Aria and Vidara for all these people. 97 countries are represented there,
wow.
And CEOs and executives. And so it's super cool, and I've written 3 or 4 articles based on that week already. And one of the surprising items that came out of the data is that people are interested now in coolcations. And they're going to mild weather places. You know, we had the heat wave in Europe, and in fact, in Los Angeles this week, it's going to be 100. It's even more than that in the valley and out in the desert. But Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Canada, Iceland, those are very popular places right now, believe it or not.
I believe it. I mean, it's really hot here, 89, 92. You say, oh, well, you said, wow. A lot of people say, well, yeah, it's nothing. But then there's the humidity, and it makes it feel like, oh, you know, sweltering. So I understand about wanting cool places where you can, you know, put on a coat because, hey, it feels so good to be a little warmer.
Yeah. Canada's up 168%.
Wow.
And the prices in Hawaii, you know, there are some value places too, like Terramina, Sicily, for instance. Even visiting Hawaii is down 8%, the price. But for some reason, the numbers are down there too. And I don't know if people got frightened by, it was difficult. You couldn't get there during the pandemic. And then after the pandemic, as I understand it, it was hard to get a room, even at a high price, because people were flooding back. Is that the perception now, that Hawaii's oversold and overpriced?
Oh, gosh. You know, I when you're in the place that you're talking about, we don't hear what other people are saying about us from far away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are very interesting insights that we need to take a very close look at. So much of our economy was based on the Japanese or, you know, Asian traveler coming here, and the economy in Japan just has not recovered at all, and they're not traveling. So we have lost a huge segment that we curried. You know, it was like there's all the, you know, just and we need to reach out now to other places and we should have been there at that event to find out what was that called again? Virtuoso.
A lot of people are going to Japan, according to that Virtuoso data. It's even last year, they said Japan is the new Italy. People,
wow.
For some reason, are really paying a lot of attention to.
Well, I don't blame them, because, you know, if their economy is low, then the prices are good. You know, so if you fly over there, you're going to have the experience. And a lot of people, you know, want a new experience, too. And I think it's wonderful that they're actually benefiting from what's been a very difficult time.
Curiosity and exploration are the emotional drivers of how people want to feel. And it's funny, when they choose a destination, at their base, they think about how they want to feel. And that determines what they decide to do, according to this data. So, for instance, like when I think of Hawaii, I just think, It's not like the Caribbean or other island destinations. There's such a vibe that takes your soul when you land in Hawaii, and maybe you're used to it because you live there, but it's definitely a place of kind of soulful relaxation, mm-hmm. don't you think?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm so comfortable here.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean you don't have crime and traffic and all the things that other people have, but
right.
But that aloha spirit is unique to places like, say, St. Bart's, which is hugely popular right now. They're up 155%.
Why?
But you don't get the aloha spirit in St. Bart's. I don't know. St. Bart's is expensive. I was there last fall. It's got the French feel to it. It's very glamorous, and it's like the Monaco of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
So you have to dress up and that kind of thing if you're going to be comfortable.
People gamble? Do they
it's
get
all
to,
fascinating.
Do they get to gamble?
No. St. Bart's, no.
Oh, well, you know. Where's the fun in that? we have a very a lot of folks here go straight to Las Vegas because they do like gaming, you know, as that's the proper way to talk about it, right? Gaming.
Well, they like to say gaming, and you know, they've got that Formula One race coming up that everyone's excited about again, and MGM just opened a new restaurant and bar by Bruno Mars that I was able to go to.
What was that like?
They have this vast, everything is so colorful and creative in there. And, you know, even when it's 120 degrees, you don't have to go outside. Everything is interconnected. So you can stay connected in cool air conditioning between Cosmopolitan, MGM, Vidara, even across to Caesars a little bit. But the MGM properties are vast, and that's why they use them, Bellagio, et cetera, for this event. They turn that into a city. I mean, 5,000 people are there.
Wow. Isn't that, yeah, that's real coordination. We need more coordination. Oh. that's what we need here in Hawaii. We need more coordination. Get things rolling again. But then again, you know, we don't want to be inundated. Some people are, oh my goodness. You know, I'm so glad you posted about the 2,000 billion galaxies, the 2 trillion galaxies.
That's so freaky.
Each galaxy is about the size of the Milky Way, and there's so many that we don't really know how many there are because it's like, wow. You know,
funny you should say that. That's like a random thing that I posted on my Facebook page, but The place that I've seen the most stars in all my life was on the Big Island of Hawaii up at that observatory.
Oh,
Mauna Kea, is it?
Yes.
I had no idea until you get up there 9,000 feet above the clouds at night, and you don't even need a telescope.
No.
You look up and you say, oh, God, you didn't know all those stars were there.
Just lay down on a blanket and stare at the sky.
It is overwhelming. And just with a sweep of the eye, you're looking at, you know, a passage that nobody on this planet could get to, even at the speed of light. So it's pretty freaky.
And all the destinations have golf courses. So if anything tickled your fancy, folks, you know, this would be the time to think about making a reservation to go play a round of golf someplace. I have to ask another question. You're spending a lot of time in L.A., CBS, filming, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on? Are you bored with radio and going into TV commercials?
Well, I sort of reinvented myself a little bit a couple of years ago when I moved here, and I was surprised to find out how much acting work I could get with zero acting experience. So I started on a couple of small projects, and lately it's been really picking up. So I did everything from 2 episodes of Let's Make a Deal this week. I was a principal role in a Netflix documentary last weekend that was a 12-hour shoot.
Wow.
And I've been really busy doing that kind of thing, and it's been very fun. And so turning up in different things, and sometimes, you know, the line between reality and showbiz gets a little blurred, like, I think you knew that I was at the World Equestrian Center a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and
I was down to Havana.
So angry that you didn't take me with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went down to Havana, and I happened to be there when those Russian warships were there.
Oh, my.
You remember the battleships came in for a couple of days as a middle finger to the U.S.?
Yes.
Sort of a charm offensive to the Cubans. And so I had the taxi driver take me over to see these because I was like a moth to the flame, right? Invite yourself to the party.
Yeah.
And then I saw there was a line, and people could go on and look around the Russian battleship.
Oh,
and
really?
I said, and I know none of my friends have ever stood on a Russian battleship. And I did write a book called Invite Yourself to the Party, so I was going to get in the line and go take the little tour.
Yeah.
And then I thought, for once, you better exercise some caution, because what if I got on that ship, someone hears me speaking English, they ask for my ID, and they see that I'm an American. Russia is essentially at war with the U.S. through Ukraine.
Yep.
What is an American doing in Havana in the first place? Then they take my phone and say, oh, you took some pictures. And the next thing you know, I'm in the brig going back to Mother Russia, like Paul Whelan, right?
You're
so
wonderful.
I did not get on. No, I changed my mind.
Exercise some caution.
Yeah.
It's, you know, inviting yourself to the gangplank probably isn't the best idea.
No, but for a minute there, just for a minute, it was so fun to be around the action.
Yeah, just for a minute. Yeah, and they want you on the Young and Restless set.
Young and Restless is right across from where we tape Bill Maher on Fridays for HBO at TBS.
Yeah, well, they said, drop in. Come on over. We want to see you.
Yeah.
It's,
that'll
it's,
be great. My life's been like a soap opera anyway. I might as well be on.
Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, author Less Than Torrid Tales. I forgot to ask you about the torrid. Invite Yourself to the Party, another book. He's host of Michigan's Big Show, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse.
When next we speak, I'll be calling you from Lamborghini headquarters in Modena, Italy, Bologna in late October.
Wow. Wow. I want to go.
I'll pick one out for you.
Okay. Ship it on over. Have a great one. I'll talk to you soon, Michael Patrick.
Aloha and mahalo. Aloha.
We're coming back with Adam Bogucci, Area Manager, Stretch Lab, Hawaii, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Maruyama. That's right. It's Aloha Power's Labor Day week-long celebration. Started on the 24th, goes to September 2nd. Just think, September 1st is tomorrow. So you can get in there and get, you know, retire those big box tools. Maruyama is on sale, 25% off, up to 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, and trimmers, and more. We have service and parts and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial-sized, mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu. Adam Bogucci, area manager, Stretch Lab Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, after laughing with Michael Patrick, he's such a character. Thank you so much for waiting. And, you know, when I can't wait to do a 50-minute stretch. I did a 20-minute stretch. And it was like, oh, can I have more, please?
Right.
More, yeah. More, please.
That's what we hear a lot of.
So I bet you do. Stretch Lab, tell us about, what is Stretch Lab?
Yeah, so we offer assisted one-on-one stretching. So you come in, you meet with one of our flexologists, and they're going to ask you about what's going on in your body, what are your goals, and then they're going to put you through one of our body assessments. So we're going to look into your mobility, the way your muscles activate, your posture and your symmetry, and then they're going to go into a stretch. And so, like you said, we have a 25-minute and we have a 50-minute. We have three locations. So we have two that are open in Kahala and Kailua, and then we have our Kaka'ako location coming next month.
Oh, yay. It's coming next month because that's the closest one for me. That would be so easy.
I know.
Yes. It's on Ward. Where is it?
It is on Oahu. So it's 1,000 Oahu in the new Ko'ula building.
Okay. All right. All right. Great. So, yeah, I like how you say no two bodies are the same and no two stretches at Stretch Lab are the same.
Exactly. You know, everybody comes in with different needs. Everybody comes in with a different body and a different story. And so our flexologists are trained in body work. So they understand, you know, the way the muscles work, and they're able to really truly customize each stretch and each program to really benefit what each individual's needs are. So, you know, somebody might come in and they might have back pain, played a few too many rounds of golf. And so, you know, they might be looking for that pain relief and being able to move just a little bit easier. And then we have other people that sit at a desk all day. And when they stand, you know, everything sort of creaks because they're stiff and tight and bunched up. So, you know, we're gonna ask you all those questions at the beginning, and we're going to find what's right for you.
Yeah. Crunched over is what most of us are. You know, we've forgotten how to stand up straight because we've been sitting right, hunched over for so long. So one of the things that you also point out, that, you know, Stretch Lab can help people increase their flexibility, their range of motion, but stretching isn't necessarily good for everybody.
So, you know, everybody's going to benefit from stretching. And one of the things that we do is we work on a tension scale. So when you're going into a stretch, you know, we work on a scale of 0 to 10. So 0 or 1 is feeling nothing, and then 10 is the beginning of pain. So we never want to get anywhere near that pain threshold. So we want to keep everything, you know, between 3 or 6, maybe 7 on some of the larger muscle groups. So, again, when we talk about it being customized, you know, my arm might stretch a little further than your arm, but your leg might stretch a little bit further than my leg. So really checking in the entire time, really working on breathing, never pushing to the limit, just pushing to that tension level.
Understood. Now, when I was reading, I went to Stretch Lab, you know, online, and I was reading all the different things. When you talked about everybody has a different stretch, everything has to be customized to the person. And it noted that, you know, people who are injured, stretching could make things worse. That was on your website. So I thought, you know, that's why you take time to make sure that the person, you know, you talk with them, you get an idea of what their needs are, and then customize the stretch to what they need. Because no two bodies are the same, and no two stretches at Stretch Lab are the same.
Exactly.
And I think that it's absolutely perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We see some people coming in, you know, they might be recovering from a surgery or recovering from a fall. And, you know, what people tend to do is, let's say I had shoulder surgery, right? Well, then I'm going to sit and I'm going to baby that shoulder. But then what happens is everything else around that's going to tense up. And you know, definitely avoiding that area and working more on the rest of the body so that once you're in recovery, you're really ready to go.
It's wonderful. It's Stretch Lab. Do a lot of golfers come to you folks?
We see a lot of golfers. You know, repetitive motion is what does the most damage in our body. So, you know, that bending of the knees and the swinging and our neck down, all those different movements in the golf game over and over and over again, you know, they cause tightness, they cause pain. So, you know, the goal being to give that mobility back so that when you are out for a round of golf, you're playing better, you're playing pain-free. So we see a lot of golfers.
I bet. Now, you know, and they're doing what they should do. And in fact, I this morning when I was talking about Stretch Lab on the air, I was talking about how sometimes you see in movies, you know, there's a physical therapist in the room of the chief poobah, you know, the big CEO guy.
Yeah.
And somebody walks in to have a conversation. He's in the middle of being stretched. He's got his, you know, and so for folks who are like, well, Stretch Lab, what's, well, that's, you see it. You just don't think about it. But those people that are coming, you know, I'm sure if somebody said, hey, can you come to my office on the 50th floor and I'll pay you extra, would you guys do on site for that? Or I don't
Why
know.
Not?
Why not?
Why not? We, you know, it's funny. We have our studios, but we also do pop-ups everywhere. So we were at a golf tournament a week ago, and we're going to an office building to do a little demo. So we pop up everywhere.
That's great. And that's why I really like Stretch Lab. And we're waiting to get our winner for, I think we have one already, for the, I can't wait for a 50-minute stretch. All right. Adam Bogucci, Area Manager, Stretch Lab Hawaii. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a great holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend. Long sleeps. Aloha. We're coming back. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, author, Vision 54, all three books with Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott, Golf Channel contributor, LPGA Media Excellence Awards, PGA Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
I just got word. Nani told me that, you know, our phone's been tied up and we have not gotten a winner yet. So you still have an opportunity. You've heard now about Stretch Lab Hawaii. Now is your chance to experience a 50-minute, no-charge, complimentary stretch at Stretch Lab Hawaii. Just the third caller to win a 50-minute flex stretch at Kahala Mall, Kailua Ward Center. That's 808-545-1111. You deserve a stretch from Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club and, of course, Stretch Lab Hawaii. Give us a call, 808-545-1111.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right. I just wanted to sneak this in from Jordan Spieth. We were talking about Jordan Spieth and his wrist earlier in the show. And he says on X, I had a procedure on my left wrist last week, as I had mentioned was the plan. The operation went smoothly, and I'm grateful for the exceptional medical team and support of Annie and my family. Focused on rest and rehab, and I look forward to returning to golf healthy and prepared for 2025. That's awesome. That's from Jordan Spieth. He had to make that decision. He wants to be well so he can compete the way he wants to compete. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, author, Vision 54 trilogy with Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott, three books altogether. Pick them up. That's Vision 54, Golf Channel contributor, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and the PGA Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And I was saying X is so weird. I was on Twitter the other day. And I was looking that, you know, you posted a couple days of shooting the Golf Channel documentary, The Making of the Solheim Cup. It was fun reporting for the show, especially fun to narrate it. My thanks to the amazing crew that came to my house to shoot it. Keep an eye out for it during Solheim Cup week. This is terrific. You must have had a good time.
Yeah, you know, they wanted to do a documentary to explain how the Solheim Cup came to be, you know, and a big part of why the Solheim came into existence was the fact that the Ryder Cup all of a sudden in 1985, 1987 started to become really competitive. You know, Europe started to beat the United States in the Ryder Cup, so people started paying attention to that. And some people, interestingly enough, on the Ladies European Tour, looked at that and said, we need to create a team competition between the United States and Europe for women. And they came up with the idea of the Solheim Cup, and they asked me to help write it and to narrate it. And they came to my house, we shot it, and you'll probably see it sometime on Golf Channel sometime next week. I don't have the exact date yet, but as soon as I know them, I will tweet them out there.
Oh, yes, please, please do, because this is super exciting. And just the Solheim Cup, I'm always jazzed when that's, I mean, I, you know, the Ryder Cup is terrific and all that. But when the Solheim Cup is, it's their time, and it's back-to-back because of COVID, right?
Yeah, so they're doing it. This is the second time that they've had the Solheim Cup back to back. The dates got switched after 9/11. Also, whenever they switch the dates of the Ryder Cup, it impacts the Solheim Cup because they don't want to be in the same year. And actually, last year I sort of liked the fact that they were both in the same year.
Me too.
I liked having the Solheim Cup and then 2 weeks later the Ryder Cup.
Yes,
sort of rode that momentum of one team event into another team event.
But yes,
I understand they don't want to fight over sponsors and stuff like that, so they don't want to have them the same year.
There goes that money thing again.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have to say this again because I mentioned it earlier. Hawaii's Allison Korpuz is on the Solheim Cup. You know, it's her second time. 26-year-old Korpuz made her debut at the Solheim Cup in 2023. I had a record 2-1-1, and she is number 28 on the world ranking and has qualified through Solheim points. And I've got to mention this for everybody. Ron Cyrak has been a really cool fan of Allison Korpuz. And you said she was going to win a major, and there she went and did it.
One of the few things I've gotten right. I actually, going into last year, I had a feeling she finished. She finished 2022 really, really strong. You know, her last four events were all top 20 finishes, a couple of top 10s, and from the little bit I talked to her, she's a smart person. She has a plan out there, and she's held up her end of the bargain.
Yeah.
This is a fascinating U.S. team for the Solheim Cup because there are a lot of relatively newbies on that team. You know, Allison Guerpuz, Lilia Vu, Sarah Schmelzel is going to be on there this year. And it's you look at the Europe has a huge experience advantage going into this.
Oh.
Anna Nordqvist has played in the Solheim Cup 8 times. Carlotta Singanda and Charlie Hall have both played 6 times. Georgia Hall's played 4 times. The only American who's played more than 3 is Lexi Thompson, who was captain's pick, and she's played in 6. So Europe has a huge experience advantage, which is really important when you're playing a road game. You know, for Europe to try to go in and win in the United States, having experienced players who are going to be used to being in a hostile environment
yes.
is going to be very helpful for them.
Yes, absolutely. And so the automatic qualifiers were Nelly Korda, Lilia Vu, Lauren Coughlin, Ali Ewing, Allison Guerpuz, Megan Kang, and Andrea Lee. Rose Zhang and Allison Lee qualified through the women's world ranking. And the captain's picks were Stacey Lewis and Jennifer Kupcho and Lexi Thompson. Did I get that wrong?
It's Sarah Schmelzel.
That's it. Yes, captain's picks. There. I put Stacey Lewis, the captain, in the captain's picks.
Yeah,
whoops. Okay. The one person I'm not at all familiar with is Lauren Coughlin.
Well, the interesting thing about her, she is, you know, she's no spring chicken. I think she's 31 years old, played college golf at the University of Virginia. But to me, what's fascinating is that in June, she really decided she wanted to be on the Solheim Cup team. And she was looking around for what can help me get there. And so it was the week of the tournament at Liberty National. She went out and hired Terry McNamara to be her caddy. Well, Terry McNamara only caddied for Annika Sorenstam for 10 years. You know, was in 5 Solheim Cups with Annika Sorenstam. Caddied for her when she, in 8 major championships that she won.
Yes.
So she, and Lauren went out and hired Terry, and boom, they win 2 of the first 8 tournaments that, they, that they're working together. So she worked her way onto the team, Terry is a big part of why she's there.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, do they have caddies during Solheim Cup?
Oh yeah, yep. So Terry's going to be there.
Okay.
For it. And as I said, Terry's been in the Solheim Cup, you know, for 2 decades. So he knows all about how to handle the pressure that's going to be there, and he's going to be really helpful on handling the pressure of. Being a first timer, you know, and talking her through it and schooling her on how to keep her feet on the ground with all the chaos swirling around her.
Chaos. Now, see, no one really thinks about chaos since, you know, it's all very staid and it's, you know, all the players are out there playing their game. What's the chaos?
Well, there's singing and dancing and chanting. The atmosphere at a Solheim Cup is closer to the atmosphere of a college football game than it is to a golf tournament. You know, there is a lot of noise going on out there. Never inappropriately, you know. Never do they try to rattle the opposing teams. But it is, and you'll see some players. I remember famously Danielle Kang at Glen Eagle Scotland in 2019. She stepped on the first tee, and the crowd is cheering, and there's all this noise. And then they quiet down because she's going to hit. And she motions to them, no, keep cheering. She wanted them cheering while she hit her tee shot. You know, so some players buy into it then.
That's perfect. I'll take that energy, and I'm putting it in the head of my club.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
That's wonderful. And, you know, the Solheim Cup isn't the only thing happening. And, the you know, the FedEx Cup and all that. Curtis Cup. It's Great Britain and Ireland. Aren't they having a competition right now?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, this is a competition that the United States has had an enormous amount of success in over the last, you know, forever, really. But I love those events because it's when you see amateurs going at it, you know, it's just, it's something special. It's something totally special. to see amateurs competing on that kind of stage.
Yeah, and Great Britain and Ireland, as they said, staged a thrilling afternoon comeback to tie the score at 3-3 against the United States. This is the 43rd Curtis Cup. That's amazing.
It is amazing, and it would be quite a story, you know, if that holds up that way.
Yeah, I mean, if it goes head to head, and then finally, you know, comes out a winner, that's the USA captain Megan Stassi said. I think both teams played extremely well. It was really a good start for us. In the morning, we had a couple all-square matches that we came back and fought for. I think they're going to learn a lot from today. It's a long day out there for most of them. I think they're going to learn a little bit more about each other's games and just take that into tomorrow. What's important about knowing each other's games in the Curtis Cup?
Well, one of the fascinating things about match play is how quickly momentum can change, you know. Somebody can be going along and they're two up, they're three up. All of a sudden they lose a hole and the pressure shifts. The pressure goes to the other person. And I think that's, you know, that's part of what the captains are going to be telling their players out there is you can never get complacent if you're two or three ahead. You can never get defeatist if you're two or three down, because momentum in match play can change so quickly. And, you know, there's nothing more powerful than inertia. And when that tide turns, and you watch a player riding that tide. I remember being at a Solheim Cup when Suzanne Pedersen was five down with five holes to play against Michelle Redmond and came back and won five straight holes. So that's going to be one of the things that the captains are going to be talking to their players about. In match play, that momentum can change so quickly.
Okay. All right. So three sets of foursomes and four-ball matches will take place today. So, you know, it's like seven here. It's probably six in the UK. They're probably almost finished, if not already. So took place today. Eight singles matches will play on Sunday with the GB and I bidding to win the Curtis Cup for the first time since 2016. So, you know, they're probably saying, it's time. Let us have it.
Yeah, and, you know, all these team competitions are way more interesting when they're competitive. You know, we saw in the Solheim Cup, I remember vividly going into 2011 at Killeen Castle, there were a lot, the U.S. had won three in a row, and there were a lot of people saying, we got to blow up the format of the Solheim Cup. We need to include more than Europe. It's got to be the rest of the world. The Asians are playing so well. Include them on an international team.
Yes.
And then, boom, Europe comes back and have won now five of the last seven.
You know, I distinctly recall we may have talked about that.
Yeah.
All right. With the FedEx Cup playoffs, can't leave the FedEx Cup out. The Tour Championship ends today. Top 30 guys playing newly renovated East Lake in Atlanta. It's supposed to be tougher. Have you heard that? It's supposed to be tougher now than it was?
Yeah, they're still going pretty low there, because what you got is several of the best players in men's golf are playing really at the top of the game right now. You got Scottie Scheffler leading, and he's been by far and away player of the year this year. But he's being chased by Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele.
Yeah.
Who have also, and Schauffele's won two majors this year. So,
yeah.
So they really do have three of the best players up there at the top of the leaderboard. And they've separated themselves from the rest of the field. And they are really being aggressively going at East Lake. And you like it when you get to one of the big events like this and your marquee players come through. You know, it's like having Lydia Ko win the Women's British Open at St. Andrews. You know,
yes.
You want a player of that stature to come through when you're on the biggest stage.
Yeah, and that was one heck of a win. That was fantastic. I'm glad you brought that to the fore.
Well, I'll always remember the three wood she hit into 17, which reminded me of Stacey Lewis, when she won there at the, in 2013 on 17, she hit a chase and run 5-iron to 5 feet to make birdie there, and then birdied 18 just as Lydia did, so that to win. And again, the three women's British Opens that have been held on the old course at St. Andrews have been won by Lorena Ochoa in 2007, who was the best player in the world at the time, Stacey Lewis in 2013, who was the best player in the world at the time, and Lydia Ko this year, who is among the top five best players in the world right now. So, again, when you are at an iconic venue, it really helps your product, your tour, your exposure by having your best players come true. And Lydia, Lydia held up her end of the bargain.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, when you say Lorena Ochoa, it's like she retired and disappeared.
Yeah, well, she, you know, I've talked to her several times. She retired at the age of 28, the same age that Bob Jones was when he walked away. But she retired to have a family. And, you know, I sort of felt when Annika Sorenstam retired at 38 and people said, is she ever going to come back? I said, nope. And when Lorena retired at 28 and people said, is she ever going to come back? I said, nope, because I knew what was in the heads of both of them. Now, you know, Lexi Thompson is saying this year is going to be her last year. I wouldn't be surprised if Lexi takes a year off and then comes back. You know, she unlike Annika and Lorena, I knew when they stepped away, they were gone. But I wouldn't be surprised if Lexi takes a year off and then returns to competition.
Call it a sabbatical.
Yes.
Right. Just a little time off to put the head back together again, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, to, you know, do something for me. That's one of the big things, you know? You start getting so busy, you don't ever have time for yourself. And then you just
lose it. She did that in 2018. She took a month off in the middle of the season, missed the Women's British Open because she felt she needed a mental health break. So
yeah.
She knows herself. She understands herself.
Yeah. It's always great talking with you. Thank you for your insight into this game of golf. And thank you for being inside the clubhouse with me. Ron Cyrak, one final question. How'd your team do today?
we didn't win any, money.
No! But, dang.
But I had fun.
Yes, that's the main thing. You're putting everything in the right order. Thank you again, Ron.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, down the road, as you say. All right, I want to thank the people who make this show possible. First of all, it's Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions. I think we got a winner. Yes, indeed, we do. And, gee, if my eyes were a little bit, it's... Noah! Yes, Noah won. Yay, Noah, you're going to love it. Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get, to improve your flexibility and your swing. It's at Kahala Mall, Kailua Ward Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. It's Aloha Power's Labor Day weekend. Oh, yeah, it's a Labor Day weekend-long celebration and sale. Get on down over there. Maruyama, up to 25% off. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play this game of golf. It is the gift that lasts forever. And, of course, the Century starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course on Maui, on January 2nd through the 5th. Yay! It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. And yeah, you lost your tea time. You don't have a tea time. I've got some tea times for you. Kapalua sold out. Can't help you there. But Betty's Blue Angels are out, and they're having a great time over at the Gold Course at Wailea. 10:30 is open. It was, you know, that was a couple hours ago, but give them a call. Emerald has an 11, 10:40 on the blue course. Maui Nui has an 11:36. And Eva Beach Golf Course has a 10:30. And that's where they're having the University of Hawaii baseball golf tournament. And that's coming up September 19th, if I'm not mistaken. need to find out just how you can get involved. Get your team in there. Help raise money for the baseball team. All right. Poipu has an 11:50 and a 12:20. The golf addicts are going out today. I mean, a great time on the golf course. Makalei has a 9:40. And I hope you go out and have a wonderful time. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.